He was preparing me for the battlefield. That battlefield wasn't going to be in the way we think of it with our military today. That battlefield was going to be in my neighborhood or at my job or school. Maybe you're listening to this and maybe it's in your marriage or it's honestly in your church home. Maybe you're listening from prison or maybe it's in your mind. God is preparing us to answer that call, to step onto this field. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did. Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. Hey ladies, it's Tiff. Let's talk about the battlefield. Some like to call it the mission field. I like to call it the battlefield. What is this battlefield you're discussing, Tiffany? Because you may have just eye-rolled like I did. So let me tell you this story, and then I'll get you caught back up to where I'm at now. A few years ago, someone very respected within the church was having a conversation with my husband. And the man said to him, you know, I didn't serve in the way you have, but I am a warrior of God. And I'm not going to lie, y'all, I eye-rolled big time. I remember thinking, ooh, that sounds real scary. Wow. Little did I know. And as the years would progress, it was crazy how much of a part this man would play in my discipleship and as I grew. And I remember just so clear the day I chose that I wanted my life to be a living sacrifice to God. I actually wanted to serve Him with every part of it, not just the parts that, you know, well, that's not going to get me in too much hot water. That person won't think I'm too crazy or whatever the case may be. I decided I want you to have all of it. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to live for you and I want to serve you. And I remember hearing so clear, welcome to the battlefield, Tiffany. And it started to make sense. See, before that, I didn't understand this part of Christianity. I honestly thought it was all rainbows and sunshine. I didn't understand. And that's okay. God knew that too. And as I started to grow closer to God and I became more and more aware of my sin and I started to have things surface and I would repent and I was just, you know, that sanctification process was occurring. And I felt Him preparing me for something. I wasn't sure what. Because the preparation wasn't fun. Let me tell you that much. That's a story for another day. But it was what He was doing. He was preparing me for the battlefield. That battlefield wasn't going to be in the way we think of it with our military today. That battlefield was going to be in my neighborhood or at my job or school. Maybe you're listening to this and maybe it's in your marriage or it's honestly in your church home. Maybe you're listening from prison. Or maybe it's in your mind. God is preparing us to step onto this field. And He doesn't leave us to figure this out for ourselves. Actually, in Ephesians 6, it talks about that whole armor of God. It starts in verse 10. So if you don't know how to look up a verse in or scripture in general, Ephesians is going to be found in the New Testament. Okay, the Bible's broken into two parts, Old Testament, New Testament. In the New Testament, you'll find Ephesians. You can go to the very front of your Bible, look it up, and tell you what page number to turn to. Chapter 6 is going to be the big number, and then it starts in verse 10, which is that little number. And it says, and I'm telling you that for a reason, by the way, anyone who's ever talking to you about God and what God says and what's God's opinion, check it for yourself. You should always know how. We're not told to have a blind faith. So go look it up. And if you have more questions and you want to know more about how to read the Bible, reach out to us as well. Okay, moving back. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit. With all prayers and supplications to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador. Okay, so Paul here, that's who wrote this part. He is telling us how we prepare for battle and how we step into it. Because y'all, these places are needing us. They need Christians to stop being so apathetic, meaning you don't do anything. You're just like a sponge. You just soak it all in and then you sour. You don't bring it out. You don't get out there and live your life and show people, hey, no, actually, you know, it's great to live this way. It is freeing to live this way. Until we start taking in what he says, preparing ourselves so we don't walk in and be completely ambushed because we're not prepared in any way and we're not taking this seriously. But if we listen to what God says, we can step into the battlefield and start living our lives with the purpose we have. And that is to serve God and serve others. If he woke you up today, I don't care where you are at. Your life has purpose and value. Otherwise, he would have called you home already. And I'm serious when I say that. See, the enemy wants us to think that our life isn't that special. It's not that important. Or maybe he wants you to be attached and chained to that shame and that guilt. Break those chains, break that thought process, and you remind yourself of God's truth and that he needs you on this battlefield fighting for the kingdom of heaven. Because if you don't, who will? It's up to us. His last thing he told his disciples before he's going up to be and sit on the right side of God in heaven was go into all the world and tell the good news. A long time ago, I had people willing to come into the pit of hell in Jesus' name and pull me out. We have to be willing to do the same thing. But that's not going to be where you think it always looks. You don't have to travel overseas. If you're called to, get up and go. But if you're called into your own neighborhood, go. They need it too. God loves them and is pursuing them with the same amount of love and passion as he did you and everyone else. Maybe that's in your church home. Maybe you're seeing like a lot of trends right now, a lot of churches, they're becoming more businesses than they are actually discipling their people. Or maybe they're falling away in the ways that you're seeing specifically to the place that you're at. Then step into these churches, stop speaking death into them, start speaking life into them. Have your goal and your heart posture be to build these places up. Don't just run away. Maybe it's at your job. Maybe there's a lot of things that are happening and you're not real sure where to go. Well, first go to God, find out what his opinion says, because that's all that matters. Ask him what he wants of you and start serving him in that way there. You're not trying to prove anything. You're not trying to win anything. He's already won. We're just trying to continue this race until the day we get to go into the throne room of God and lay our crowns at his feet. And he tells us, welcome home, good and faithful servant. See, we are in this place for a reason. God has given you your specific life for a reason. Mamas, listen to me. Listen to me. You are fighting a battle like no other right now because the devil hates your children and the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy your marriage. You are fighting more than you know. So keep fighting. Remind that enemy that those children are prayed over. Remind the enemy that you are a child of God. You are covered in the blood of Christ. You are an heir to the kingdom and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Remind that enemy that your marriage isn't just something on paper. It is a covenant you and your husband have taken to God. that your family has been prayed over, fasted for, and that you will fight until your last breath. Ladies in college, your battlefield's insane. I am seeing women step into these places and they are not prepared at all. And it breaks my heart because you see them hear less and less and less of the voice of God. Before you know it, it will be on mute. See, God can't be in the presence of sin. And if we continue to walk in these ways, if we continue to live, sin's fun, y'all. Don't get me wrong. Woo, I was one of the best ones. But what does sin do? Eventually, it comes back for you. Because the enemy, what did I say earlier, wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life. And it will come for you. So start first by asking your question. Are you hearing God's voice? How is your life look? If God called you home right now, and there was just a tube placed just on you, just around you, he can't see anything else, just you in that tube, what's he going to say? Ladies, if you're in the battlefield of your mind right now, hear me. There is hope in Jesus, period. He can. When it comes to our minds, that's a whole other conversation, but I am going to address this much in it. The mind is one of the places the enemy likes to come for us the most, because that is one of our greatest personal battles every single day. And don't fool yourself. I am no different. If y'all knew what was happening in my mind every day and how I have to fight to continually choose God in my thoughts, it's exhausting sometimes. But it started when I had to recognize that I wasn't such a victim of all these things. I had allowed a lot of vehicles in to my mind, the things I was allowing into my eyes and into my ears. And I kind of split it into two parts. There was one part I had no control over that should have never happened. And those are things that I had to go to God for, to ask for his blood to do what it does, the power in his blood to come in and heal me, renew me, restore me. And then there was the parts that I had to say, God, search me and let me know where, what. And my friend's dad explained it. He's like, he won't let it all surface too much at one time. You won't die, even though it feels like it. He just brings just enough up. And you go and you lay that at his feet. And you ask for that forgiveness. And as these things started to occur and I started to take captive my thoughts through the Holy Spirit that dwells in me, and I started to, you know, be protective of what was coming into my eyes, into my ears, when things that were not in my control would surface and come out of nowhere. Someone once said, as these things enter in, you let them know, then go right out the back door. I didn't have to live in fear of what was going to roll through my mind. Don't get me wrong, it still creeps in time to time, and I go back into those same things. And what do I end it with? I end it with Thanksgiving. When it gets really, really loud and I feel like I'm about to crumble, in those times, I just start singing praises to God for everything I can think of, from my socks to my car starting to the big things like, you know, money in the bank, food in my belly, my husband, my child, indoor plumbing. I mean, you name it. I just start changing my mindset. And then before you know it, God is back in control of my mind. It is his. These battlefields are going to look different in how you're supposed to approach. But ladies, we can do this. You're not just called to sit and rot at home by yourself. That's not how this works. We were made to A, be in relationship with others, hence Adam and Eve. What was the only thing he said about Adam? It wasn't good for him to be alone, so he made Eve. But B, God was so loving to send maybe helpers into your life, and that he showed you these mercies and this grace and this love. What better way than to get out there to serve God than to serve others and to be in relationship with them and speak these things into your friends or into your family, into your husband? The battlefield is going to look different for each and every one of us every single day. But basically, where it is where God wakes you up today. That's your battlefield. Everywhere you step, even down to the supermarket, y'all. You'd be shocked what all you can do with simply being that light and stepping into the world the way he calls of us and representing him to the fullest. Again, remind yourself, he's already won. The Lion of Judah has already triumphed over the devil himself. And he's coming back to deliver us all. And we have time right now to tell as many people the good news, to give hope in Jesus' name to as many people as we can so that we can take as many people with us to heaven as possible. Because I know I don't want to get to heaven and stand before God. I already am going to have to for quite a few people in my life that I missed the opportunity. But I don't want to miss any more than I have already. I want to get to heaven and stand before him and him not be like, why didn't you? I put her in your path that day. I had her call you that day. I put her in your neighborhood that day. Tiffany, there's a reason that I needed you to run into her in the store on that moment, even though you were busy and you needed to get out of there. I brought you to that church for a reason. I placed you in that job position for a reason. I have you watching that child for a reason. These are all things that God does because his plans are so good for us. We just get in the way all the time. We think we know better. We're not hearing his voice, and we start living our life according to the world, and it is nothing but chaos and confusion, and it comes up void each and every time. Whereas instead, if I choose, I wake up in the morning and I say, God, thank you for waking me up and giving me another opportunity to serve you. Place on your armor, ladies, when you wake up. Pray that his will be done in your life. Pray the blood of Jesus over yourself, over your household. Pray blessings into your enemies. And before you know it, when your feet start hitting the floor, the enemy's going to start saying, oh, crap, she's up. Because you're ready for battle. Not in the way the world thinks. You're ready to go get as many people as you can. What else is there? Seriously, what else is there in life? So that is my prayer for whoever listens to this, that you know God is calling your name today. It is not too late ever to start choosing to live for God until you're dead. That's when it's too late, okay? So just if you're alive and you're listening to this, that means it's not too late. So start doing it. Ask him for opportunities. Ask for ways to bless others. Ask him to, I don't even know, whatever it is. Ask him and be prepared to answer that call, okay? All right. And the last thing I'm going to leave you all with is it's a scripture from Isaiah. And I heard this recently, and it's been something that I think I'm going to print out and put in my family home is like in our living room because it's this. It's Isaiah 26, starting in verse 3. So again, 26 is going to be that big number. Verse 3 is the little. It says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Y'all, you can enter the battlefield in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him and trust in him. He is faithful, so we can all be fearless. So let's go. All right, God bless y'all. Talk to you later.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful, so I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, and may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.